Yeah, dinner should be ready faster than usual tonight, so if we eat right away, we might be able to complete that game in time for bed. A movie? What did you have in mind, Master? No way! I didn't know that one came out on Netflix! Yeah, I've been dying to see that one. I meant to see it on the big screen, but I kept putting it off, and before I knew it, it was out of theaters. I've been kicking myself ever since, especially after hearing the reviews. Oh no, forget the game. I definitely need to see this movie. Alright, just make sure you call ahead of time if you think you're gonna be late. Okay then. Well, you've still got about an hour before you need to go, so... Excuse me a moment. Do you mind if I take this, Master? Great, thanks. I'll just be in the other room then. Hey, Carmen, what's up? Yeah, I'm still good for Saturday. One thing, though, my mom wants me to help her with something that evening, so I'll have to leave a little bit earlier than I thought. Yeah, it's something with the wallpaper or whatever. No, it's nothing to worry about. I became a maid because I love this kind of work. It's not really a hassle if the people I love need some help around the house from time to time. Oh, things are going just fine at work. Oh, actually, my boss and I are going to watch that movie we were talking about the other day. It finally came out on Netflix. Yes, Carmen. I mean, my master. No, there has not been any progress. I told you a million times there is no chance that something like that is going to happen. Besides, even if I decided to pursue him, he definitely wouldn't be down for what I'm looking for. Aw, come on. I'm looking for a DS relationship. Wait, didn't I explain this to you already that time we went out last week? You were not that drunk. You were two shots in. Come on. Ugh, whatever. Look, I'll tell you on Saturday, okay? Okay, I'll see you then. Okay, bye. I swear, that girl. Okay, Master, is there anything else you need before you... Master? Where did you... Oh, there's a note. Got a call from the office. Needed to leave early because of urgent business. See you at usual time. That's my master for you. Always the busy bee. All right then, let's get to work. Okay. Next step is... Oh, the study. You can do this. You can do this. You only have to clean the study every once in a while. So once you get it done, you won't have to worry about it for another couple weeks. And it doesn't matter how much it smells like him. I just need to get in and get out. Okay, you've got this. You've got this. Okay. I just need to dust off his desk, and then I can get out of here. Oh, why does he have to spend so much time in here? Oh, it's practically drenched in his scent, to the point where I can't even get my face close to the surface. No, nope. You don't need to do this. Okay. Ah, that's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. I missed a spot on the other side. Let me just reach over and... Oh. What the fuck was that? Oh, I see. I was in such a rush that I didn't think to keep my face away from the desk, and I accidentally grinded against the corner when I leaned over. I'll just have to remember that for later. Yeah, the desk in my room will have some new uses. Let me just make sure I've got the angle just right. Okay. Okay. I can't be doing this. Masturbating to him is one thing, but grinding on his desk is just pathetic and disgusting. But I mean, it's not like he'd ever know, right? As long as I did it through my clothes, I wouldn't have to wipe off the desk again. And he'd never have to see the stain on my skirt. I could just hike it up. And anything that would drip down my legs would get soaked into my stockings, which I can easily change those. Yeah. Yeah, he won't be home for another hour or so, and he wouldn't hear me. And I could just spray some air freshener when I'm done to make sure that he doesn't smell anything. Oh, fuck. Am I really doing this? I mean, he'll never know. But... if I don't do it now, I'll never stop thinking about it. Shit, this is the perfect storm, isn't it? Oh, my face buried in his scent, while I'm bent over submissively and grinding on his desk like a fucking pervert. Oh, how the hell was I supposed to resist this? Oh, it's like everything I like rolled into one. Oh, I want him so badly. Oh, I want to be his perfect little maid. I want to be kneeling at the door when he gets home, ready to de-stress him however and whenever he needs. I want him to find me doing random chores and just bend me the fuck over and take me. Oh, I want him to see me pleasuring myself on the job and punish me like the whore I am. Oh, why can't I have him? I'd be such a good submissive girl for him. It's not fair. Oh, it's not fair. Why do people have to care so much about whether you fuck your boss? I want him to walk in that door right now and spank my ass raw. I want him to finger fuck me while I beg for his forgiveness. I want him to put me on my knees. And press the back of my head against this desk while he rams his cock down my throat. Master, I want him, I want him, I want him, I want him. What was that? Shit, he's home early. Oh, I have to get out of here. Wait, no, the first thing he does when he gets home is he comes up here. I have to hide before he sees me looking like this. Great thinking. Hide in the closet. Not like I had much of a choice, though. Okay, he's not inspecting anything. So he's not suspicious. It looks like he's also not getting up any time soon, though. Oh, come on, think. Think. Oh, crap, I've got nothing. Oh, I guess I'll have to wait here until he leaves. Fuck, he looks so hot right now. Wait, no, this is not the time for that. This closet isn't soundproof, and if I take too long, he might smell me. Who am I kidding? Let's see. Is there anything in here I can use to muffle my sounds? Oh. One of these unused ties should do the trick. There's not a lot of his scent on them, so there's no risk of me getting too excited. Plus, he won't inspect them too closely. So I don't have to be gentle with them. Oh, fuck, and I thought I was depraved before. Grinding on his desk. And yet, here I am, masturbating while looking at him from his closet. I'm sorry for being such a slut master. I want to be a good mate for you so badly. I want to fulfill any request you could ask of me. Oh, and give you any pleasure you wanted. Oh, and follow any order you gave me. Whatever torment you inflicted. Like a good maid should. I love the way he gets when he works on things. The way his brow. Like it's the only thing in his world. Fuck. Why won't he look at me like that? Oh. Please look at me, Master. Even if it's only for a little while. Oh, I want you to give me all of your attention. Look at me. Oh, look at me. Fuck, he's coming this way. No, don't open the door, don't open the door. Oh, that was close. Good thing he was only adjusting the painting next to the closet. Damn. I can't help but be a little disappointed. I wish he had found me. Oh, I wish he had thrown open the door. He yanked me out and made me his good girl. Oh. I wish he had thrown me on the ground and fucked some sense into me. Oh, I need to be punished so badly, Master. Oh, you're the only one who can make me behave. Oh, forgive me, Master. Please forgive me, Master. Oh, I'm such a naughty maid, and I need to come, even if it means spying on you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, Holy shit. All right, now we wait. Shit, my phone. Okay, he didn't notice. Good thing I had my ringer off. What was that? Carmen. Of course. Of fucking course she texts me now of all times. Wait a minute. Carmen, you're a genius. Hey, Master. I'm planning to do some gardening tomorrow. Could you grab a trowel from the shed and place it in the kitchen so I don't forget? And send. Success! Oh, just a few more seconds and the coast will be clear. Oh. All right. Act natural. Act natural. Note to self, make up an excuse to get him to clean his own desk. Oh, that was wild, though. Really fucked up, but... Good evening, Master. How was your day? That's good to hear. Mine was... well, same as always, I guess.